Hello, this is Richard.
Yeah, hi, Richard. This is Neil reaching out with the lead generation and appointment setting service you have responded to. I was just reaching out to see if this is a good time to give you more information about it.
Sure.
Okay, great, great. Well, basically what we do is we generate leads through telemarketing. And the way we do it is we put together a script for your campaign. Now, once we put together that script, we send it to you for your approval. After you approve on the script, we begin to reach out to your target audience. And when we do speak to somebody that does show interest in your product, we go ahead and book the appointment for you, send it your way along with a call recording of that appointment, just so you can verify that it is a qualified one. And that's all it is to it. Charges-wise, it's as mentioned in the text campaign that you had responded to. It's simply $650 for 30 appointments along with that CRM portal where we send everything to. Is that something you think you'd be
interested
in?
Wait, hold on. $650. Mm-hmm. And what does the $650 get me?
That gets you the entire package, the 30 appointments, along with the CRM portal that we provide you with, where we send over the call recordings and the data and everything.
Okay, so if I give you $650 now, how fast is everything set up and ready to go?
It would take us to get the campaign set up and running within like 2 to 3 days. Once we're up and running, we start like just reaching out to your audience and setting up those appointments. Now, we wouldn't dump the entire 30 in your lap all at once. Basically, let's say my callers are making a call today. Let's say we manage to get an appointment, maybe two. We send those over to you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how do we go about setting up a campaign? I mean, so it's up to me to come up with a theme of like what we're trying to reach out for. And then
a few things that I would need from you to get started. Basically, I just shoot over the invoice. Once we activate your account, I need to understand like which line of insurance we're looking to focus on. Of course, another one is your target area. So, for example, we can target as small as a zip code, or we can target as big as the entire nation. So, if you're licensed in multiple states, just let me know which states you want us to kind of hone in on, and basically that's all there is to it. And we'll put together the script and everything for you, basically.
And this has to be based on insurance, not on investments, correct?
I'm sorry.
So the campaign has to be predicated on insurance products, not investments, correct?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We also deal with investment. So, I mean, it could be insurance, investment products, financial services, you name it.
Okay. All right. So you're going to call. So I have to give you territories. I can give you what if I said I just want Northern California, not Southern? Could I do that? Or is that
not a problem
in general?
No, that's
Northern,
not, that's totally
you,
not.
How would we define Northern California? Like how far south would we go?
Well, basically we would need to kind of identify which cities are going to be let me see here. Northern California, because usually the gentlemen or the young ladies inside service center, basically they're the ones that usually pull the data, but what I'm looking at, I'm just pulling up a quick map of Northern California. So that would entail basically, let me see here,
like the Bay Area. I want the Bay Area. I want Sacramento all the way out to, let's say, Tahoe, that swath. You can go as
Sacramento.
Far south as Stockton.
Okay, so as far south as Stockton.
Stockton, and as far north as maybe Chico. If you can find the little town of Chico, it's kind of in the center there.
Chico, I see. It's almost in the center, almost.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, I would say
Red
you could
Bluff.
Do that band. Like from Stockton to Chico, from north to south, and then from west, go to the Bay Area, all the way to the coast, and then all the way to the border, which is Tahoe. If you could do that area,
okay,
that would be pretty
so
good. Start from there.
Let me actually kind of just screenshot it just to, because it makes a lot more
sense. Now,
next
question is, where are they finding these people?
Well, the data is pulled all through an AI technology that we possess. Basically, it's an AI technology that we've built. What it does is we simply plug in the certain criteria we're looking to target as far as that audience. Now, it could be income levels, it could be age groups, it could be geographical areas, et cetera. Once we pull
right.
that data, well, what the AI does then is basically it scrubs it against the national do not call list just to make sure that we're reaching out to clean numbers. So once it scrubs that call data, we begin to reach out to those individuals and basically pitch them the service that we're trying to provide.
Okay. So I can give you parameters like age 45 to 65, business owners.
Of course. Of course.
You know, my net worth, all that kind of, you do all that stuff. And
of
so they'll
course.
Go out and they'll call. So when they call and they get somebody to answer the phone, what exactly do they tell them?
Well, that would be depending on what you're looking to provide them with. if, for example, let's say we're looking for a 401k. I know I'm going back to insurance on this one. Let's say we're looking to kind of inform people on a 401k and how they're losing money on their 401k and how they need to kind of reinvest and whatnot. We'll basically pitch that. So there has to be a script that gets put in place just so it can serve as a guideline. Now, we do have expert script writers for that. What they would do is put together the proper script for it and what they've also seen as showing results, good results for a similar campaign to yours. We've been in the business for over 17 years. So, I mean, we definitely run many, many campaigns. So we should definitely be able to put together a proper script for you. But before we even kick off, what we'll do is we'll send it to you just to make sure that what we're going to be saying over the phone makes sense for you as far as the age group, as far as the targets and what we're asking of them, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. All right. And then when they finish the close, like what do they close? They're closing for an appointment. So what do? Do they actually tell them that yes, we're going to connect you with a financial advisor who can help you
Correct.
With this, whatever? And then say okay, you know when?
Well, that's totally your choice. That's totally your choice. Like the way we can book the appointment is a number of ways. We can say hey, we're going to connect you with a financial advisor. What I would prefer is to make it just a little bit more personal and kind of give them a confirmation number, any number, just to kind of give it more importance. And we'll let them know that, hey, tomorrow morning, for example, at 10 a.m., Richard will be swinging by, giving you a call, reaching out to you through a virtual meeting, depending on, again, what you prefer. Now, we'll confirm that if it shows as you're available for that time and if they are available. So we'll let them know that, hey, Richard will be reaching out to you then, basically, and they confirm the appointment and we should be good to go.
Well, is there a way we could set it up so that within, let's say, if it happens to land within, I don't know, 10 miles of my location, that it would be an in-person meeting? Or do we, and then beyond that, it would become... See, the thing is, if you set up a virtual meeting appointment, they can easily blow that off. And that's my problem. I'm afraid that I'm going to, you know, get 30 of these guys and 28 of them are just going to not finish the show, and I got to chase them now and try to find them.
Understood.
So
Understood. Totally. Totally understood. Let me just kind of explain to you in a different way. Like, you and I, we're both salespeople, right? So just somebody saying to you or myself that they are interested, before we would even like look to qualify them or anything, we're going to reach out to them. You see what I mean? So like 9 times out of 10, we're going to reach out to that individual and we're going to see if they truly are interested, if they are qualified and whatnot. Now, the way my telemarketers would do it is slightly different because they're not looking to book an appointment with somebody that's interested. That's not the main focus. One of the main focuses is that, well, they are qualified before even booking the appointment. So one, they're going to book with somebody that does show interest. Two, they're going to book that appointment with somebody that is qualified. A third thing is they're not going to book an appointment like let's say John Smith says, that's fine. Let's just have Richard give me a call next week, Monday. Next week, Monday is no good. You see what I mean? Because that gives us 7 whole days where they could forget that appointment. We're usually looking to book within a 24 to 48 hour window. You see what I mean? So just those three things put together kind of kills that no-show rate, if that makes sense. So you should be seeing anywhere from a 90% or above, like show rate, as far as like a sit-down rate with those individuals. Now, as far as like face-to-face meetings, I'm definitely for it because you can never beat the body language, right? So we'll
Right.
just basically what we'll do is if we like we'll take a look at the areas that we're looking to target from Stockton all the way to Chico and well east and west from those as well. We'll kind of define which cities are going to be considered the virtual meetings or telesales calls versus the in person face-to-face meetings which would be
Right.
the 10-mile radius. So that's not a problem. We could definitely
I would say
define that.
20 miles. Within 20 miles of me, they could either come to my office or I can go to them. And I think that's what we
Perfect.
should try to focus on. If they're in the Bay Area and it's 100 miles away, then that's going to be probably more of a virtual meeting.
Of
And
course.
hopefully those guys
Well,
will show. But yeah, you book it within like 24 to 48 hours, because if you go any longer than that, it's going to get forgotten. It's
it's
still
going
a
to burn
risk, but
out.
even 24 hours, they
Of
could
course.
blow it off. But all right, so if we get a lot of blow-offs, I mean, how does that work? I mean, do I get some sort of ability to replace some of those, or is it just,
Well,
that's just my run of back?
again, like with the service, you really shouldn't be seeing those kind of blow-offs, because again, like what we've seen with previous campaigns is just that it is a 90% sit-down rate. But I mean, as your account manager, if you're seeing something like a non-qualified appointment, let's say somebody booked an appointment, one of my callers booked an appointment with, let's say, George Smith, and George Smith was like, yeah, just have Richard call me tomorrow morning, and just kind of hung up. That's a brush off. You see what I mean? So that's
Right.
definitely going to be a no-show, and that, I can already almost guarantee that that person is not going to pick up, and that person, you see what I mean? So in a situation like that, we definitely would replace that appointment. You see what I mean?
Right. Or, excuse me, or if let's say I call George Smith and he just says, yeah, I'm not interested anymore, like that. They could do that. Then what?
I mean, they could, but I mean that would. I mean, I really haven't seen that, to be honest with you. In my 9 years with the company, I really haven't seen anything like that.
Well, I've seen it in other services that I've used where they booked appointments with me, virtual. I go to reach
Understood.
out to them because they don't show up. But then I follow up and I call and they're like, or yeah, no, when they give me some whatever and they just like hang up.
Were they
So
qualified appointments
it,
though, or?
well, that's the thing. I mean, they were supposed to be qualified, but they were supposed to go through and answer a survey. The problem with those services was that they were letting them off the hook by not requiring them to fill out the whole survey. They were letting them fill out just a couple little things and that was it. And that's not good enough. But of course,
And that's
they
not
wanted to get paid
qualified.
for the lead. Right.
Exactly.
They wanted to get paid for the lead. So they were saying, oh, you did the survey. He actually went to the survey and filled a couple things out. And that qualified as a lead to them. But I was like, no, they need to fill out all of it to show commitment. And they weren't doing it. So
Of
that's where
course.
we were getting to the argument about
Of course.
qualified
And
versus not qualified.
that's the whole thing. You just mentioned it. It's slightly similar, if it makes sense. Like you said, like as far as those surveys, once they fill out the entire surveys, that shows a bit of commitment. Now, in our case, it's almost similar. However, it's more so if this person is on the phone with us and asking the proper questions and well, what am I looking to invest in, and how much am I looking up front, or how much do I need to have as a minimum? Just certain questions that show true interest. That's basically how we would define interest. So, somebody to be on the phone with us for that period of time, which I mean could travel upwards of I mean 4 or 5 minutes. Somebody to have on the phone for that period of time and just asking questions and responding to our questions definitely shows interest. So it's kind of similar to those surveys. However, again, if the survey wasn't filled out completely, that means hey, they didn't show commitment. If they're not having a real live conversation with us, then that's not really showing a commitment. You see what I mean? So it's kind of one of the same.
Well, yeah, your survey or your telemarketers have to be savvy enough to know that, okay, this guy's just full of crap, or, you know, this guy's real, and they have to get them good at that. And if they're not, then what's going to happen? A lot of, you know, people who are not really, you know,
of course. But by the way, there is, like, let's say, for example, one of my callers did book an appointment like that, right? The thing is, why we don't send that appointment over to you, like, right then and there on the spot, is there is a quality assurance process that takes place. That quality assurance process takes place later on that night. So basically what's going to happen is that same call recording that you're going to receive, you might already have that booked on your calendar. All right. So the caller might have already booked it onto your calendar for you. But what's going to happen later on in the evening is my team of QAs, they're going to basically listen to each and every call recording that our callers set up, right? So they're going to take a listen to that call recording and compare that call recording with your script. First of all, it just has to basically match up. I'm not saying that they're going to take the script and just read it word for word and sound robotic. They have to have some kind of fluidity when it comes to that conversation. After that, they're also going to be looking for, like, is this guy for real or is he just kind of brushing us off? You see what I mean? So,
right.
Like, if it's somebody, again, that's saying, yeah, just have Richard call me tomorrow morning, that's not going to slide. You see what I mean? So what's going to happen is that appointment is going to get disqualified. And we're going to send you an email and let you know that the appointment that you received is actually disqualified. It does not qualify as an appointment.
On further review. Yeah.
Exactly.
On further review, right.
Exactly. No. We've already reviewed it. So, I mean, at that time, once QA gets involved, it's reviewed that it's not qualified. So you can reach out to it. It doesn't mean you can't reach out to it. Reach out to it. If you can, like, try to close a deal with them, why not? Right. But it wouldn't count against the appointments that you've already that are on your bundle, basically.
Or it's the 30. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So what happens is it goes through, the telemarketer lets it go through and it sets up the appointment. And then upon further review, you guys realize, this guy's full of crap. So we're probably not going to, we're going to disqualify him, but it's up to me whether I want to chase him or not.
100%. It's totally your choice then if you want to chase him around.
Right. I got you. Yeah. And I might try like once or twice. But after that, I just don't have the time. And that's the problem with a lot of these other lead services is that busy chasing people that aren't showing up, and then the more leads coming in, I'm trying to deal with the new ones and the old ones, and it just gets out of hand because I'm only one person.
Of course.
I can't track it all.
Of course, of course. We're one of the same, so I totally understand.
So, am I committed for a certain number of time? So it's 600 per month, is that what you're saying?
No. It's see, that's another thing about our service. We don't, like, tie you down to any kind of contracts where you have to purchase X amount of appointments each and every month or each and every week or whatnot. It's basically a pay-as-you-go service. So, for example, let's say you wanted to get started with just the bundle of the 30 appointments. We'll get you started with that. So as soon as we're done getting you those first 30 appointments, you're happy with the service, you managed to close some deals, you're going to say, hey, Neil, shoot me over another invoice. Let's do another 30, maybe 50, maybe 100. You see what I mean? So we'll move at your pace, basically.
Cool. That's awesome. That's the best I've ever heard. All right. So, yeah, send me the invoice. I think I want to try this and then get the money over to you and then start to work on campaigns.
Cool.
And then
cool.
Here's the other thing with these lead services. Who am I going to be working with? Am I working with you or are you going to pass me off to somebody else?
Not so much as pass you off. You would be working with me. I'd be your account manager. As your account manager, basically, I'm responsible to make sure that your campaign is a solid one. So basically, I would assign a team of callers and a campaign manager along with your campaign. That campaign manager, his or her job would basically be to make sure that, like, once they assign the telemarketers to your campaign, that they're basically following the script and everything and generating those appointments as they should be generated and not generating foul appointments like we spoke on just previously. And basically send you the call reports, the data and everything. Basically the operations side of things is basically who I would assign along with us.
Okay. All right. So send me the invoice. Let's give this a try. I mean, it's good that I'm not on a hook for like a series of months. So this is good.
Cool.
I'll get a chance to give it a test drive, and then hopefully we can make some decent deals out of this, and then it could become a running, running engagement, because I do need a regular flow of people. So this could possibly, if it works, like you're saying it works, then this could be the the answer to what I'm looking for.
Of course. So I'll go ahead and request that invoice for you to be sent over to you right away, and it shouldn't be no more than 5 or 10 minutes. You should receive it in your inbox. Once I see that it's taken care of, or I'll just reach back out anyways, because I do need to gather that information from you as far as like your campaign goes, unless you want to give me that information now. That's totally fine.
What information specifically you want?
Well, we already mentioned that we want to do from Chico to Stockton. But
yep.
What I was thinking, actually, we could do that. But we could also like pinpoint home base, all right, and do a 20-mile radius around that to start off, all right. And if we need to expand as far as like data goes and whatnot, then we can expand from Stockton to Chico. What do you think about that? Just so we can kind of get you those face to face appointments.
So my home base is Roseville, California, which is just northeast of Sacramento.
Okay,
that's the home base. So if you want 20 miles around there, we can start there.
Roseville, California. Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 20-mile radius. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see here. And as far as the targets, we said ages 45 to 65.
45, 65 is probably good.
Okay. So ages 45, 65. Perfect. Single, married, does that make any difference for you?
That doesn't matter. Can you target business owners?
Of course. Business owners. No, of course.
Right.
So business owners.
But, I mean, I don't want to exclude aren't business owners, but I just would like to include business owners in there and maybe just high net worth. I would say business owners and then high net worth, and we can define what high net worth is if you want.
Okay. So I'm gonna just add primary target in that case, business owners. Make sense? So we're not going to exclude anybody else, but business owners would be the primary target. Doesn't exclude other audiences. Okay, perfect. Other audiences.
What else do we want to set?
Let's see here.
We want assets.
I did, by the way, receive notification that you should have received that invoice.
What email did you send?
It was sent to R. DeBono at SierraRidgeWealth.com.
Look.
All right. And I do also, I do also need to schedule an onboarding call for you. It's going to be with the customer service team, who I'm going to go ahead and assign along with us. And what they're going to do is basically they're going to get to work on that script and pulling the call data for our target areas here. Let me see here.
Would I be able to view the script before they release it?
Oh, of course. Basically, they're going to put together the script based on that information, and they're going to send it over to you. So once they send that over to you, you simply take a look at it. And take a look at the data as well. They're going to also send you a list of call data. And it's not for you to call. You could, but it's the same data we're going to be calling on. So it's just for you to confirm that, okay, these are my target areas. And this is how I want the callers to be sounding or speaking on when they call out to a prospect. And if both those things look good, just say, hey, I approve, respond to that email, and we get started right away.
Okay.
Let me see here. So I do. Okay. All right. And so for the onboarding call, would you be available today? Let's say you're on Pacific time. Would you be available at, let me see here, 3 Eastern, which would basically be 12 your time, 12 p.m.
Twelve PM today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you need it later, I can definitely schedule it for later if you want.
No, 12 should work. The only thing I'm concerned about is I don't see. Trying to figure out how, my debit card that I use for business. It looks like it slipped out. It's probably sitting in my car. My car's not here.
Not a
I want to
problem.
pay it on that. There's no way. Can't do a check, can you?
Check would kind of like slow things down. It would take about a couple weeks to get started.
I don't do that.
No worries. If you like, what I can do is I can like call back maybe in an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, however long you feel is better, is best for you, and then I could just we
Oh,
can go ahead and activate
I can
things.
go online. I can go online and pay this once I get the card number. It's just
Of
that
course.
just for some reason it always slip out of this wallet and lands on my front seat of my car. So
Understood.
I need to my son has my card, so I'm gonna see if I can get him to get the cards, read off the I because my computer has the numbers memorized, but what doesn't have memorized, doesn't keep memorized, is the CVC number, the 3-digit code. So I have to get the
Understood.
3-digit code from him. Once I have that, then I can pay it, and then we can, you know, then we can.
Cool.
So keep the appointment for 12 o'clock, and let me see
Okay.
if I can get the this thing billed by then. If not, we can always just delay that call until I can get
Cool.
it. I'll have it by today.
Not a problem. You can always text me here too as well, by the way.
And do I have your number comes up as a, let me see something here.
Oh, I am
Situation.
calling. Let me see
Yeah,
here.
what's your number? You're calling from Gainesville, right?
850
Oh, 850.
493
493.
6827.
7. Your name is Neil?
Correct, correct. And just one more thing, if you could note down, the like once we activate your account, that onboarding call, they're going to reach out to you from a North Carolina number. It's a 919 area code.
9 minutes. Okay.
Okay, so that's going to
Because this
basically
one,
be
this
head
said
off.
Gainesville, Florida. This one said Gainesville, Florida. Are you that? Is that where you are?
Correct. No. I have a lot of clients out of Florida, so I have to keep a Florida number basically. We're like we operate nationwide.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, Florida may be a territory that I may want to expand into if this works well. So, all right. So just to repeat, 850-493-6827 is you.
Yep. Correct. Correct.
What
Texas is
time zone
another
are
good
you
one,
in?
by the way. Eastern. So we're 3 hours ahead of you.
Eastern. Got it. Okay, just so I know, because I don't call you at weird hours.
Nope,
Okay.
not a problem.
Got it. All
Not a
right.
problem.
So keep the call for 12, and then if I have to delay it, we'll delay it, and then
Sure
we'll
thing.
get it done.
Sure thing. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Welcome on board.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.